What is up, my love, and welcome back to the 1% Woman podcast. Today we are coming at you with another relationship episode. I have been absolutely loving creating these February episodes for you guys that are diving a little bit deeper into relationship dynamics. I figured with it being Valentine's Day, now is the perfect time to bring some of these conversations to the podcast. As I mentioned in the previous podcast, I think for me personally, my relationships were such an incredible mirror for me to do a lot of my own inner healing and build the most unconditional relationship with myself. Not only that, but relationships are one of the hot topics that I talk about with a lot of my own clients. I would say there's probably not a client call that doesn't go by that we don't talk about some type of relationship, whether it is their romantic partner or it's a parent or it's a friend or it's a client. There is truly so much to be learned, so much growth to be had through relationships, specifically your romantic ones, because things like love, things like partnership, they are going to be the most vulnerable. Therefore, they're also going to be the most triggering. They are what's going to reveal a lot of the different sabotaging, protective, defensive patterns that you have created for yourself in your life. And so today we're going to be diving a little bit deeper into the backbone of a lot of this work from like a psychological standpoint and talking all about attachment theory. Okay, so just like most of your beliefs and your adult challenges that you face in your life today stem from something that was experienced in earlier phases of your life, in childhood, that is how attachment theory is built as well. Attachment theory is all about this idea that the way that you navigate your relationships today, specifically your romantic ones, is going to mimic how you were raised in your family dynamic or setting. It's going to mimic the relationship that you had with your parents or caregivers throughout childhood. So today we're going to dive a little bit deeper into attachment theory as a whole. I'm going to be introducing you to the different attachment styles, how these attachment styles may be showing up for you in your current relationships, where they stemmed from, where they came from. And my thing I'm most excited about is to share with you guys how to start healing them to create a more secure attachment style with yourself and with your partners through the lens of shadow work. You guys know that I'm a shadow work girly, and when we're talking about an attachment style, we're talking about these protective patterns that you have created that you learned in childhood. These protective patterns are coming from an activated unconscious part within yourself that is insecure, that is coping in an unhealthy or unwanted way, that is coping outside of your control. And so the goal with this podcast is to bring some awareness to what some of those coping patterns are, what some of those protective, defensive parts are within yourself so that you can start to take back control of them, so you can start to heal them, and you can start to integrate them in a much healthier way to develop a more secure attachment style, whether it is with a romantic partner or it's with yourself. So without further ado, first and foremost, how is your attachment style formed? Like, how do you create an attachment style? It's basically is the way that you made sure you got your needs met as a child. Not just your survival needs of like food, water, shelter, but also your comfort needs of love and nurturance. And it's built off of the way that your parents responded to these times that you were in distress. So the times that you were in distress as a child, that you had a need that you couldn't meet for yourself and you needed to rely on someone externally in order to meet that for you, because that's what we have to do as a child. It's how did that person respond to that need? How did that parent, how did that caregiver respond? Were they really attentive or were they unresponsive, insensitive? This is how you learned to receive, accept comfort and love and care in your future relationships. So this is going to start to make a lot more sense as we dive into all the different attachment styles and types in today's episode. So first and foremost, let's start off with setting the baseline of what is a secure attachment style. This is the healthy attachment style where basically your parents were very attuned to your needs. You learned that you could trust people and you didn't develop this intense fear of rejection or abandonment in the way that a lot of the insecure attachment styles do. And then we have three insecure attachment styles. First, we have an anxious attachment style. You're someone who's really anxious because your parents were very inconsistently attuned to your needs. Sometimes you were nurtured and loved, but other times they were insensitive, they were intrusive, and you weren't. You didn't get the care and the attention. You didn't get those needs met in the way that you wanted. And that caused you to develop this fear of the unknown because things were really inconsistent for you, and this fear of abandonment. Secondly, insecure attachment style, we have the avoidant attachment style. Your parents were very emotionally unavailable and insensitive to your needs, so you learned to suppress your emotions and be very avoidant in your relationships. You learned that you can't trust other people. And then the third insecure attachment style is a fearful avoidant attachment style, which is a little bit of a combination of the two. You're likely someone who experienced some type of childhood trauma, in a sense, where you desired comfort and care from your caregiver, but you were also very fearful of your caregiver for some reason or another. So those are the three insecure attachment styles. And basically, the care and attentiveness that you were given or not given is now how you are acting or what you're playing out in your future relationships in order to feel loved. Your attachment style is going to be the coping mechanisms that you learned during this time to get those needs met for yourself. And those coping mechanisms are now being expressed in your current relationships as protective patterns or defensive parts that are coming out very unconsciously. Likely what you are seeing or experiencing as self-sabotage, why you may be sabotaging all of the relationships that you're in, or triggers, why you may feel overly triggered by a partner, why you may be struggling to feel depths in your relationship, why you may feel like your identity is attached to a partner. So today we are going to be deep diving into each one of these insecure attachment styles, what some of these unconscious or shadow parts are of them, and how you can start to alchemize these shadow parts to develop a more secure relationship. Okay, so insecure relationship number one that we are going to deep dive into is anxious attachment style. Anxious attachment style, because there was a lot of inconsistency in the attentiveness to your needs, you have, like I said, a deep fear of the unknown that drives your behavior in a lot of your relationships. You struggle to trust other people. You tend to need constant validation from other people. You tend to take things personally in your relationships. You tend to be a worst case scenario thinker. You tend to be really jealous in your relationships. You tend to be very like emotionally reactive in your relationships. And you tend to almost try to be a mind reader within your partner to predict how they're thinking or feeling about you or the relationship in order to kind of satisfy this intense fear of the unknown. So you learned that through this, you learned that there were certain conditions through the inconsistency of the attunement to your needs. You learned that there were certain conditions in which you received more love and comfort than others. You learned that love and comfort is something that you have to earn. So the biggest blind spot within the anxious attachment style is this people-pleasing tendency that you tend to try to earn the approval of others. You tend to try to earn attention from others. And the more that you subscribe to these people-pleasing tendencies, the more that you lose connection with yourself and who you truly are, while also building up a lot of inner resentment, a lot of inner anger because of the lack of boundaries that you have or the way that your people-pleasing tendencies are hindering your own internal self-worth. So there's a lot of self-abandonment that happens within this anxious attachment style, that losing the concept of who you are and attempts to become who you think you need to be within the context of your desired relationship. It also is putting you on this roller coaster where your sense of self is constantly dependent on the state of your partner, is constantly dependent on the validation from a partner, is constantly dependent on you being in a relationship, period. Putting so much pressure on that relationship to be that thing that redeems you, that brings you happiness, that brings you joy, that makes you feel confident, that makes you feel worthy. So, with that being said, one of the greatest exercises that an anxiously attached person can do is to start to ask yourself, if you knew that you were never going to be in a relationship, if you knew that you were never going to meet your soulmate, how would you design your dream life? What would you prioritize? What would you spend your time doing? It is so incredibly important that you are going to get crystal clear on what your identity and purpose is separate from your relationships. Because you need to start to learn, you need to start to train your brain to know that you are going to be safe and okay regardless of the validation that you do or don't receive from someone else. That while you're on this very vulnerable, ever-changing journey of love that is full of unknowns, that you are going to be okay. And that you can trust yourself along the way, that you can take care of you and you don't need to rely on someone else in order to do so. That you are going to make yourself the priority instead of constantly pouring from an empty cup and prioritizing others' needs over your own. That is what's going to be so, that's such an important exercise for you to do if you are someone who's resonating with this anxious attachment style, because there are some really incredible gifts, just like with every shadow, that can come when you start to do this inner work and you start to alchemize the shadow of your attachment style, specifically the anxious attachment style. There are so many gifts that can come from it. Some being, number one, the ability to set healthy and clear boundaries for yourself inside of your relationships where you're not attached to the other person, but, or I should say anxiously attached to the other person, but there's some separation there and you have healthy boundaries in order to prioritize yourself. You have a deeper relationship with yourself. You're finally making yourself the priority, the main character of your life. That's a huge gift that can come from learning how to alchemize this shadow of specifically the people pleaser shadow that is really common in the anxious attachment style, or the needing to rely on other people in order to get your needs met when you can get them met for yourself on your own. Also, another huge gift that can come from alchemizing the shadow of the anxious attachment style is just overall having higher emotional intelligence, because you no longer are building up this inner resentment or this inner anger because you're constantly pouring from an empty cup and you're never giving to yourself. When you learn to honor what you need from an emotional, physical, mental well-being standpoint, you're no longer building up all of those negative emotions within you. And also, you have built this protective armor around yourself to not allow other people's actions or emotions or comments or opinions throw you out of your own integrity or affect your own self-image, because you have such a strong sense of self internally. You have this ability to get out of your head and stop trying to mind read for others, because you don't care what they think about you, and you can develop that sense of self within yourself to not need that validation externally. So those are some really incredible gifts that can come from alchemizing the shadows of an anxious attachment style so that you can have a more secure relationship. I think for the anxious attachment, the greatest thing that you can do is heal your relationship with yourself, so that you're not reliant on a partner externally. And because of that, that relationship with a partner externally will be that much healthier. There won't be so much pressure there, and you won't be on this emotional roller coaster within your relationship. The second attachment style that we are going to dive into is the avoidant attachment style. So with the avoidant, as I mentioned earlier, there is a lack of emotional availability from your parent. And so what happened is you learned to suppress your emotions, and you also learned that your vulnerability is bad or that it's unlovable. So because of this, you struggle to experience a lot of intimacy in your relationships. You struggle to be your whole self around other people. You're overly critical of your own flaws. Being that you had to learn how to navigate your emotions on your own, you're also a very independent person, but almost to your own demise. Struggling to ask for help, struggling to lean on other people, struggling during and through times of weakness. It's almost like any pain that you face turns into suffering because you don't allow yourself the space to feel it and you don't attend to that need of pain. So the major shadow within the avoidant attachment style is these vulnerable emotions. I think one of the biggest vulnerable emotion that is a huge shadow for the avoidant attachment is shame, specifically the shame that you hold around certain parts of yourself that are perceived imperfections or flaws or insecurities. And so what happens is you are constantly suppressing your truth, which creates a lot of internal emotional baggage that you carry around, a lot of weight that you feel like you need to bear, and also constantly putting up walls in all of your relationships with other people. Not letting them in, not letting yourself be seen, not opening yourself up in a way to create an authentic connection with other people because of the lack of emotional availability that you had from your parents. Now, this definitely is the more of my dominant attachment style is the avoidant attachment style. Truthfully, when I got out of my past relationship in 2022, I ended an engagement a month before I was supposed to get engaged, and I went through this whole journey of really feeling like there was something wrong with me, that I wasn't able to fall in love in the way that I wanted or feel loved the way that I know that I deserved. I craved that quote unquote like fairy tale love, but I really just craved that like soulmate, deep, intimate connection. And the reason that I was struggling to experience that is because, one, I had a lot of emotions that I had suppressed for a long period of time that I wasn't allowing myself to face. And two, I wouldn't allow myself to be vulnerable in my relationships. I wasn't allowing myself to fully open up and fully be seen. And this sounds so funny, but I'm curious how many of you guys can relate to this. I think one of the biggest teachers for me that taught me about unconditional love and that gave me almost permission to be more seen and vulnerable within my relationships was my relationship with my dog. My dog was the shoulder that I cried on. He's seen me at my weakest of weakest points. Yet, on the same token, he is the one thing and the one person during that time that unconditionally loved me, that was there for me no matter what. And it really taught me that, oh my gosh, if I can feel this way with my dog, I can feel this way with a human. It's just a matter of me allowing myself to open up, me allowing myself to feel the depths of all emotions, lower vibrational emotions, quote unquote bad emotions that aren't bad, but we like to deem them as bad, is what's going to be the key to allowing myself to feel the more higher vibrational emotions, the love and the joy and the bliss and the intimacy and the connection that I really desire. And so that is one of the biggest shadows of the avoidant attachment style and something that I definitely really experienced. And I would say that the core fear that drives this shadow of the avoidant attachment style is the fear of being seen as your whole self that is driving this fear of rejection. That if you are fully seen, you will be rejected. So the important work that is necessary to go from this avoidant attachment style to a more secure one is learning how to reconnect with your emotions, learning how to heal the emotions that you've suppressed, giving yourself permission to be more vulnerable in places where you feel safe to do so during times of weakness, and trust that when you allow yourself to tap into these emotions and to be more vulnerable, it's actually going to bring you that much closer to someone else instead of push you further away. Some of the greatest gifts that can be found when doing this work, when tapping into your emotions, healing your emotions, letting yourself be seen, letting yourself be vulnerable, embracing the weakness, some of the greatest gifts that can be found within this shadow is deep intimacy with a partner, is deeper connection with yourself and your emotions, higher emotional intelligence, more authenticity within oneself and within your relationships, the ability to ask for help from a place of courage and confidence instead of continuing to wallow in your pain and turn that pain into suffering. There's so much freedom that can come from tapping into this shadow part of yourself as an avoidant attachment. So if you are someone who's resonating with this, where you feel like you are almost like a runner, you're a hider, when things get tough or when you get triggered in your relationships, definitely encourage you to make space for you to connect with your emotions. What are you actually feeling? What are the emotions that you've been suppressing and haven't let yourself feel? What are the parts of yourself that you feel like are unworthy of being loved or being seen within your relationship, and practicing letting yourself be more vulnerable within those containers that you feel safe to do so? So that is the avoidant attachment style. Now, the fearful avoidant attachment style, like I mentioned earlier, is a little bit of a mixture of the two. So you can be triggered into both sides, both the anxious and the avoidant. So maybe you are someone who gets overly activated, triggered into that anxious state, or you're someone who becomes deactivated when you're triggered, sliding into that more like avoidant state. Usually, if you are someone who is more fearfully avoidant attached, you err on one side or the other. You are either more anxious and you draw your self-worth from other people and you feel defined by your relationships, or you're more of the avoidant archetype where you're more reserved and you're somewhat cold, more to yourself, and kind of hide those emotions. And what happens, the biggest shadow with the fearful avoidant is that because you err on more one side or the other, that becomes your identity. Your identity becomes morphed within, oh, I'm more of the anxious attachment style. I'm more defined by my relationships. Or your identity becomes more avoidant, where you are someone who's more like strong and reserved and puts off this front like you have all your shit together and that you don't need help from other people. That becomes a part of your identity. So when you do get triggered in your relationship and the opposite part comes out, you feel like you've lost yourself in your relationships. because your romantic relationship is going to bring out the opposite side of you than what you identify with. So this is the shadow. The shadow is the opposite part. If you are someone who errs on the side of more fearful avoidant, the opposite part is the anxious attachment style. If you are someone who errs on the side of more of the attachment style, the opposite, the shadow, is the avoidant attachment styles. So really and truthfully, you didn't lose yourself in these relationships. These relationships actually reflected back a part of yourself. You found a part of yourself that you have just been very, very skilled at repressing. You've been very skilled at repressing the anxious part and identifying with the avoidant. Or you've been very, very skilled at identifying with the anxious and suppressing the avoidant or repressing the avoidant. So the problem is not that you're not hiding the opposite part of yourself well enough. It's that you're not exposing the opposite part of you well enough. Is that you haven't learned how to integrate that opposite shadow part well enough. So when it does come out, when it is triggered in your relationship, it's an explosion. It's a loss of identity. It's a loss of character. It's a, I lost myself in this relationship. And so healing within the fearful avoidant attachment style is really going to require you to put down a part of your ego and start to redefine your identity. For example, someone like me who was more avoidantly attached, I built my identity and my ego on being someone who was really strong, really analytical, really logical, had my shit together all the time. But I had to learn to accept that there also is a huge part of me who's very emotional, who's quite needy in my relationships, who does really crave closeness and intimacy in my relationships, so that I could honor both of these sides of me. Opposite is true for my girlies who identify more so with the anxious archetype. You think of yourself as more so as super innocent, always doing good for other people, more of like that people pleaser girl. You're going to have to accept there's also a significant part of you that is very self-interested, that is more selfish, that desires to focus solely on your own interest rather than your partner's interests. So important that you honor that you have both of these sides. Usually the pushback here is that you are afraid that if you start to honor this opposite side, if you start to honor this more shadow side for you, that you are going to become the unhealthy expression of it. For example, you are fearful that you're going to, the avoidant attached person may become fearful that you're going to become overly emotional, or the anxiously attached person is going to become fearful that you're going to become stone cold and selfish. That's not true. That's not true. You're not going to become an unhealthy expression of the opposite part as long as you are doing this work. The skill that a fearfully avoidant attached person needs to learn how to develop is discernment, is knowing when and where to use both sides. The more logical approach of an avoidant and the more emotional approach of the anxious. Know when and where you need to lean in and co-regulate with a partner. Know when and where you need to set the boundary and you need to take a step back and you need to honor yourself and think more logically here. That is what's going to set a fearful avoidant free and allow a fearful avoidant to create a more secure attachment style, is when you can learn and have this discernment when both of these parts of you can come out to play in a healthy way, in their healthy expression, as we talked about before. So one of the reasons that this conversation I just freaking love and I think is so important is because if you really want to experience deeper love or healthier relationships, which I know was a huge goal of mine when I first started doing this deeper diving inner work, it is so important for, number one, you to be aware of the ways that you personally can take more responsibility in your relationships, because this is your responsibility. Your thoughts, your emotions, your actions towards another person are your responsibility. We need to stop placing blame externally. And this all becomes a lot easier to do when you can understand what parts of yourself may be coming to play on a very unconscious level. What are these shadows that are showing up for you inside of your relationships time and time, 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 time again? So that's the first reason it's really important. The second reason is really and truly just because anxiously attached people attract avoidantly attached people. That's just how it works. The product of shadow is that we seek out the parts in us that we don't acknowledge within ourselves. So we are going to seek them out in other people, which is why the anxious will attach an avoidant and avoidant will attract
and anxious. And when you are in relationship with the opposite attachment style, you can understand how there may be some conflict here, correct? But when you start to do this work, when you start to become aware of this, you can better understand your partner and together work to create a more securely attached relationship, understanding each other's patterns and emotions and all of the things. All right, so the key takeaway here is that your attachment style in your relationships is a protective pattern that you have created from all the way back in childhood in order to get your needs met. Which is why these defensive parts of you keep on coming out or keep on being triggered in your relationships. Either you are a runner or you are a fighter. Either you are a turtle or you are a tiger. If you have this an insecure attachment style. But when you allow yourself to start to feel safe within the vulnerability of speaking up for how you actually feel and what you actually need and want within your relationships, you start taking ownership for these feelings, for these needs, for these desires, instead of blaming your partner for it, then you're going to be able to create something that is truly so secure and so unbreakable. So let me give you an example. Instead of blaming your partner for being too busy and not making enough time for you, where we are now not taking personal responsibility for how we feel, we're blaming our partner for how we feel. Instead, you own the vulnerability that right now I'm feeling neglected and I don't feel important to you. This would be probably something that an anxiously attached person would say, to an avoidant attached person. When you start to speak up for that, from your truth that I feel neglected and I feel not important, and you express that with your partner, now you can move closer together because now they can more deeply understand you. Instead of you blaming them for the way that you feel, you take responsibility for it so that you can move closer together. That is where the relationship dynamic really starts to work. That's where the attachment becomes extremely secure. The tough part is just being conscious enough to know what these constant patterns are that are coming up for you and giving yourself permission to go inward, find the real root, and express them in a healthy and productive way within your relationships. When you can start to acknowledge this part of yourself that is playing protector, or that is playing defense, that is feeling triggered, or that's sabotaging you, that part of you that's really angry or doesn't want to say sorry or that's feeling jealous, you can begin to dissolve it. When you let it be acknowledged, you can finally know that it's not true and take back control of it. And that's the power of doing this work. That's the power of doing all the shadow work, is bringing those unconscious parts to the surface, healing them, integrating them, acknowledging them, so that instead of them controlling you from an unconscious level, you now have control of them. And you're able to integrate and co-regulate much healthier, in this case, in your relationships, but in any area of your life where you're experiencing a shadow coming up. All right. I hope this episode was juicy and helpful for you guys. If it did, I would love, 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 love to hear any feedback, anything that resonated with you. Please leave it a 5-star review, comment below, send it to someone who you know needs to hear it. Who is that girly that's in a relationship now that needs this message? Send it her way. All right. Love you guys so much. And I'll talk to you guys Monday. Bye.